BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Colleen, I'm 19, and I'm from Newcastle. You might not know this, but I've been kidnapped by an elephant. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
What happened, Colleen?
Well, we were on holiday in Thailand. I was about 8, and we had to... They do like a touristy thing where the elephants pick people up in their trunks and you get to sort of go sideways up in an elephant's trunk.
I've done that.
Have you?
Yeah, in Thailand also.
That sounds amazing.
So good.
Well, mine got spooked by something and did a runner with me still in his trunk.
Oh, my God.
So you're in the elephant's trunk kind of wrapped up?
Yeah.
And
praying that he didn't drop me.
Was it running fast?
Well, no, not really, but, you know, it's pretty high up.
Yeah, and you're still having the feeling of, OK, I'm being taken away by the elephant, all the others are stood still.
Yes, yeah.
Did he have quite a tight grip on you?
Yeah, I mean, I did... Yeah, I suppose he did, yes. It was getting a bit uncomfortable. I really did think he was going to drop me at some point.
So you were only 8. I think I was about 26, and
I was
therefore
say,
considerably
yours,
more weight.
Your one must have had such a strong trunk.
Yeah. Especially when I was 26. I wasn't the thinnest. How long were you wrapped in the trunk for, please?
Not long, about 5 minutes or something. This little...
Five minutes is long!
That is long!
He'd managed to get a considerable way into the jungle when this little Thai man came running after us with, like, a stick with a nail on the end and tried to bribe him to drop me for some bananas.
You've been back to Thailand since?
Yes, yeah, we go every year. My mum's from Thailand.
Oh, okay.
I haven't done that since.
Wise. How are you finding our new show?
Yeah, I get the podcast every day.
Do you? And the good news is it's now there the same day as the actual show.
Which is much better.
Well, yeah. Thanks for introducing the show. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Went to see Hunger Games last night.
Oh, is it any good?
The bits I saw were excellent.
Why? Did you walk out?
I fell asleep. Do you ever get really tired in the cinema?
Yes, always. About fall asleep about halfway through and then wake up about 20 minutes in the end.
But it's a really nice place to have a sleep as well, isn't it?
It is lush.
Comfy chairs.
It's
really
so
warm,
dark.
Nice chairs. This is bad. I boshed a whole large popcorn on my own last night. That's £7 worth of popcorn.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
That's a lot. That costs more than the cinema ticket. All of my, and it was the sweet one. I'm not even doing that thing of like, oh yeah, it was salty, it was healthy, which it isn't. I heard once that Madonna Bernard Ciccone, remember there's no Louises in America, was just on this salted popcorn diet, and that's how she stayed so thin and had map arms.
So is that why you were... Oh no, because you had...
No,
this...
I went deep into the sweet popcorn. Anyway, never mind, it's done now. Diet starts again today. Yeah.
I just think it's never that sweet, the popcorn, don't
you
think?
No, apart from at the bottom, it's like, oh, that's where all the sweet stuff is. Nice.
I thought of you the other day, Chris, because I went to the cinema at the weekend and my boyfriend...
Did he do the popcorn?
Yeah, he went, oh, do you want some popcorn? And he didn't do it, but I thought, oh, God, and it's really wrong that he was trying to do that and I was thinking of Chris.
What, the popcorn trick?
Yeah, because the only person I know that's ever done it is Chris.
Did you actually do it?
No.
I can't remember.
Why did I say sit with you then?
Is this from 24 years at the tap end?
Let's leave this.
He's gone so red.
Okay, I think this is maybe something that you think has been said on air, but hasn't. Am I right? Was this something, Chris, that was said during the record, but never made it onto Radio 1?
I think this is exactly this.
I think that's exactly what's happened there. You need to remember what's gone out on air and what we just say while the records are on.
Sorry. Enjoy your popcorn.
I don't even know what that means.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily.
This was so successful yesterday and so popular, we're doing it again. Becky Raps. Today, Mr. Worldwide, Pitbull. Ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Went from Mr. 305 to Mr. Worldwide.
All around the world.
Now, we're international. So international. We're international.
So international.
You can't catch me, boy. I'm overseas at about 100 G's per show. Don't test me, boy. Cos I rap with the best for sure, 305 to the death of me. Cremate my body, let the ocean have what's left of me. But for now, forget about that. Blow the whistle, baby, you're the referee. football, but I touch down everywhere. Everywhere, everywhere. I don't play baseball, but I've hit a home run. Everywhere, everywhere. I've been to countries and cities I can't pronounce and the places on the globe I didn't know existed. In Romania, she pulled me to the side and told me, Pitt, you can have me and my sister. In Lebanon, yeah, the women are bomb. And in Greece, you guessed it, the women are sweet. It's been all around the world, but I ain't gonna lie. There's nothing like Miami's heat. Are there looking for visas? I ain't talking credit cards, if you know what I mean. In Cuba, ballas profundas, but the women get down, if you know what I mean. In Colombia, women got everything down, but they're some of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. In Brazil, the freaky with their big old boobs and their thongs, blue, yellow and green. In LA, tengo la mexicana. In New York, tengo la blah 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 blah. It's Spanish, I can't do it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mitch wants to see you do a video where you rap on a tractor. Dom in Taunton is feeling the West Country rap this afternoon. Ian Millward on Twitter, I ain't gonna lie. It's only when you rap the lyrics, when you do it, they hear what they're actually saying.
Yeah.
And have realised what an absolute load of nonsense Pitbull raps. Were there boobs or blue, yellow and green or whatever it was?
For multicoloured. Well, it's
still absolute nonsense.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's Tuesday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
So up for this. Thank you so much if you've sent in some Innuendo Bingo over the last week. We're doing it twice now, twice a week. Twice as often, so we need twice as many. So just keep your eyes and ears peeled for anything that sounds a little bit on TV or radio. Send what channel it was on and what programme and what time roughly, and we'll try and find it. Thank you so much if you send in this Innuendo Bingo. It's you that make this, totally. My email is scott.mills@bbc.co.uk for any Innuendo Bingo that you might spot. Hello, Harriet, who says, bring on the bingo. Someone that's come up with a new slogan. This is Rick in Preston. I like this a lot, Rick. You could work in advertising or something. Maybe you do. He says, the motto or the strapline for Innuendo Bingo should be witness the wetness. That's good. We need to get the deep voice man saying that. Gareth Davey is studying but taking a break to watch Innuendo Bingo on his laptop, sat there in anticipation. It's his first one live. He's very excited. Chloe is equally excited for bingo on Twitter and hoping it'll calm her down a bit because she's got a date later and she's well nervous. And hello, Claire, listening on your lunch break, who says this works out quite well for her, really, because her lunch break's between 1 and 2. So on Tuesdays and Thursdays, she can get bingo at 1:45 before going back to work. Yay! OK, so you can watch this now on the Radio 1 website. Are you watching? bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. You can listen to us and see us now. Hello, Becky and Chris.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you ready?
I am so keen on this one.
He is like in right eager beaver today.
So excited.
I've never, because sometimes you have to be in the mood for Innuendo Bingo, and obviously we've been doing it on Tuesday evenings before. But Chris, I've never seen you start for this.
He says, is it up for a game? What was it you said about my barrels?
Give it to me, both barrels, Becky.
Yeah.
Let's make it a wet one.
Okay.
Good.
So, first time for a lot of people are watching this as well as listening to it. So let's make the water gulps big today.
Yes.
If you've never heard Innuendo Bingo before, we play a clip of something a bit saucy off the TV or radio. They put water in their mouths. They listen to the clip. And obviously, if it's funny, the water spills out of their gobs. All right, are we ready?
Yes.
Take your water, please. Let me know if you're playing this as well in your lunch break. 81199. It's going to be some wet offices. Right, lads? Right, lads?
It's really cold.
Okay. More, please. Our first Innuendo Bingo on our new show is from BBC Surrey. Let's go.
Now, your story is terribly interesting and barely know where to stop. I'm going to start with the lovely fresh book I've got in my hand, which is your new book out called Cozy Cat's Cottage PLC.
That's right.
Yeah. Fascinating title to start off with. Tell me about that.
PLC of that title actually stands for Pussy Loving Care.
Who got it? Both barrels. Who went first?
I went first. Chris has a bit of a delayed reaction on that one.
PLC of that title actually stands for Pussy Loving Care.
Okay. Can we have some more water, please? Mm-hmm. Anne in Salisbury says you don't look keen, Becky. He's watching the website.
Mmm.
Sean Paul officially loves Innuendo Bingo. He does. Like, Sean Paul from Bournemouth. He's watching it now.
Is that actual Sean Paul?
No.
I didn't know he lived in Bournemouth.
Paul, having a break from uni work, is watching it for the first time. More water, yes? Mm-hmm. This is from BBC Radio 1.
In new DJs we trust, with Julio Bashmore.
That's not one, is it?
I don't even think that's
that
one.
Is that a new DJ? That's not...
In new DJs we trust, with Julio Bashmore.
I bet he does.
He hasn't even started yet.
Oh, I know. What a legend.
I want to hear his show.
Yes.
Captain Bashmore? Okay. Are these names better, do you think?
Sandy Beavers?
Don't, because I haven't got my water in yet.
Water, please.
Levine and Nipple.
We did these ages ago. Oh, it's getting wet now.
That was right in the face.
Water, please.
Okay.
Willie Boner.
Straight over the new jeans.
Okay, good.
Right, next one. Thank you to everyone that spotted this. It's from one of my favourite shows. What about you? Hairy Bikers. Not even funny. Ready?
Here we go. Look at that. Yeah, beautiful. All we're going to do is fold that in nicely with a spatula.
Well, this is one ball you're going to want to lick out.
Hello, Becky?
Oh, I'm okay.
You were fine.
Oh, well held.
Yeah. Well held.
Beautifully held.
Someone's saying the whole office is taking part in this and the place is soaked after one round. Loads of people loving watching this. Roger? Okay, this one is from New Tricks.
Truth is, I bottled it. I didn't even pick up the gun. I just left it there.
Did you tell Russell that you weren't going to do it? Did you tell him that you were pulling out, Mr. Swallow?
A bit of drama there. Okay. All right, Chris?
Yeah.
All right, come on, keep it together. All right. This always happens with you.
Cool.
Okay. Hello, Zach, revising in Bishop Stortford. Find it very funny to watch. Four in a Bed on Channel 4, you seen it? Love that show. Here it is. Water, yeah, good.
There's extra length on the of the curtains on the floor, so I find it quite irritating. You might kind of go tripping over.
And the plasterer hadn't washed his knob. Plasterer's not washed his knob.
Four in a bed, isn't it? It's the knobs in the room that have not been washed. More water, please.
Oh.
Come on. Oh, I love a cricket innuendo bingo. This is going to be a good one. Mm-hmm. Test match special. Ready? Mm-hmm. Here we go.
And go swan again, bowls. Jam the mouth forward, bat and pad together. Well, it's actually, all joking aside, not very nice down there now because the sun is setting. It is low in his eye. He's got a floppy on.
Becky, you're doing so well today.
How do you keep that in?
How do you do that? Have you heard that before or something?
No, I haven't, no. Oh.
Do you know what it means?
Don't. Anyway. More water, please. Come on. Push him along, Tony. Here we go.
James T. Harris, a Conservative talk show host in Arizona and a Tea Party member, joins us. Hello, James.
How you doing?
I'm all right. And Democrat strategist Hank Shankoff is here. As well.
I thought I'd heard that one.
I know when to expect a really bad one because you just go, here we go, and you never say like what programme it's from or anything.
So more water,
one.
Please.
So, how, is there loads more?
That went in your hair. Oh. That's for me to know.
Thank you.
Okay.
Heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you tell him that you were pulling out, Mr. Stewart?
That's going to be in the new one. We won't be able to play.
Did you tell him that you were pulling out, Mr. Swallow?
Well,
it's just the way she says it as well.
And that was today's innuendo bingo. The first one at lunchtime. Let us know how you did. Did you spit? 81199. Thanks for watching on the website. I think Chris came off considerably worse this afternoon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Last night on Radio 1, it was the story of One Direction in America. If you go to the Radio 1 homepage, you will see a picture of the boys. Click on it and you can listen to it if you missed it, or if you loved it a lot, listen again whenever you want. Hashtag Radio 1 Direction was top trend worldwide on Twitter during the show last night. But while the show was on, it kind of went off on Twitter a little bit between the UK and US fans. Here are some of those US fans.
My favourite member is Harry.
We still haven't got to the bottom of which one it is. Who's Harry?
My favourite member is Harry.
And then the ones in New York.
I'm saying this to every single One Direction member. Will you please come to my Sweet 16? If you want to know the date and time and all that, you can tweet me at
We're like obsessed with you. No joke, we've been obsessed with you ever since you got
Harry
off the
X Styles,
Factor.
Marry me.
Yeah, like all of you marry me. I love you all. I don't have a favourite. You're all great and gorgeous and gods and... Ah!
Yeah, she's just combusted at the end. Just blew up in her friend's face. And then there was Harry talking about how they're, you know, a little bit tired and run down.
I'm getting an injection in my bum. Bit more energy, up the immune systems, we'll be all good.
That's vitamin injections, up the bum.
Up the immune systems, he said.
Hmm?
I don't know where that is, but it doesn't sound very nice.
I don't fancy having anything up my immune system.
No.
So, yes, last night it created a lot of drama, this show, and it kind of went into a little bit of a slanging match between the British fans who were a bit jealous of what they were hearing, with One Direction doing signings in America and the US fans getting to meet the boys. It did go off a little bit, didn't it?
Mm.
Now, am I kind of peacemaker here again?
Yeah, you need to make it all better.
How?
Just tell them there's nothing to worry about.
Just do your thing, Mills.
Everyone needs to breathe and calm down a bit. And this provoked a bit of a reaction on the show as well last night when Louis said this.
I think at about 11:30 I had a look and it was, I think it was at number 11. And then when it got through to the next day, which is obviously the day of our release, which is today, and it went number one, the deluxe edition, and then the standard album number two. And it's quite surreal, really. It's quite... I can't really believe it. We didn't even... get a number one in the UK, so let's just hope that it stays out there. But the thing is, it's such a long way to go now.
Now, I don't think that was a really bad thing to say, but a lot of people taking it the wrong way, and Louis's been on Twitter four times today saying, the point I was making was how surprised I was that we went number one in America, considering we're an English/Irish band. The UK is my home. I appreciate the dedication of every single person. Anyone who knows me personally will know that. The UK will always be special to me. So I feel a bit sorry for him, really, because like, all he was saying is that it didn't go to number one in the UK, which is a fact. It doesn't mean he doesn't love you. Remember the Liam message that we had on this show last week?
I can promise to all the UK fans out there that everything is going to be absolutely fine. Like, there's been a lot of talk of us doing a Nintendo show and stuff, whereas no one's mentioned anything to us, and you know, we want to concentrate on our music and stuff, so we're going to be doing that. I mean, we've got a lot of recording and stuff to do around the world and that, but we are going to be back in the UK very soon, eating fish and chips with our kettles.
And relax, it's all fine. Don't be upset. They love you very much, and they'll be back soon.
Did you also see the things on Twitter yesterday, which slightly worried me, is there were a lot of calls for you to be the new 1D manager?
I'll tell you what, it was happening even more when we had that chat with Liam on the phone last week on
was
our
it?
4 till 7 show. Yeah, it was hashtag Scott Mills for 1D manager.
So this has been going on. This is not just like a random thing that they thought up last night. This
nope.
is actually a campaign that's been going on for a few weeks.
It's been going on for a while, and every now and again I will get a tweet going, You should still be their manager.
Can I just say, I think this is an awful idea.
This is nothing to do with the band at all. This is just the fans' idea.
But, Scott, whenever I come to meet you, I have to ask you, is it going to be 5 minutes or five Scott Mills minutes? Because you can never keep time.
No, I can't.
So they'd be late everywhere, they'd be totally disorganised.
Yeah. The manager missed his 5 a.m. flight to Seattle. He was last seen in the bar at 3 a.m. ranting about what a brilliant band they are.
Well, maybe you would be good then.
Well, I'd be good at sticking up for them,
yeah,
but not so good at the timekeeping. Do you have to, like, would I have to get, like, one of those fake fur coats?
No, that's like football managers.
Oh, right.
Like, years ago.
And a cigar.
Yeah.
And a cigar.
Not band managers.
You want to talk to One Direction? It's me you talk to first. No, this is a ridiculous idea. I could never be their manager. Also, don't they... In America, don't they have, like, Scooter Braun, Justin Bieber's manager, who's actually quite good? Not taking anything away from him. I think he's going to be a whole lot better at it than me. But I think maybe they mean UK manager. No, I'd still be rubbish. Anyway, if you want to listen to the story of One Direction in America again, go to the Radio 1 homepage, click on the picture of the lads, and there's loads of ways you can listen to it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
What is all this kettle stuff about? Because I wasn't sure. When you played the clip, I wondered if it might be the name for One Direction fans. Because I'm not...
Oh, God.
I like One Direction, but I don't know... Kettles?
No,
or?
They're called Directioners, they're fans.
Directioners?
Yeah, yeah. It's like Lady Gaga's right. Got Monsters, you know, like Barb's, Nicki Minaj.
And Cher Lloyd's brats.
Yeah, they're not called kettles.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to insult anyone. But.
No, we were talking about hotel rooms in America with Liam, and we were saying that you don't get a kettle in them.
Right.
So, that but I admit, like, out of context, it sounds a little bit weird.
Yeah.
But no, they're not called kettles. We could. I'm the manager now. Let's change the name.
Yes.
Hey, 1D Kettles. There are some people that are taking this very seriously. You should be their manager. Scott for 1D manager.
Is this you tweeting now?
Absolutely not. Safia. Oh, Scott Mills isn't going to be 1D's manager. As if it was actually ever going to happen. Someone says, I definitely think you should get a sheepskin coat anyway, just for everyday use. I agree.
I'd quite like to see it. Do you know what? I might email them and see if we can set this up, because as much as I think it's going to be really bad, I think it might actually be really funny.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's get this campaign going. I'll get the shirts and we can, I don't know, march on Parliament or something.
Yeah, cool. Do you think this is going to become an incident between America and the UK, this One Direction thing? I hope not. Do I need to call any ambassadors anywhere, just in case? Because I am the manager now. Got to look after the kettle.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, yesterday, we were talking about... I keep wanting to say Becky. Beryl and Betty, who have been nominated for a Sony Radio Award, which is like the Oscars of the radio world. We have won one before, but we've been binned off this year in favour of two pensioners from Humberside, which I'm fine about because their style, in some ways, is very similar to ours. They are now the radio show that everybody is talking about, Beryl and Betty. And I think we need to get in on this because they are hot right now. Well, not hot, but you know, they're being talked about. So I think we need to be part of this. Here's a little bit of Beryl and Betty. If you haven't heard them before, I have to be so careful when I'm saying that.
But you know the rules, ladies. You know the rules.
Ooh, yes. Anyway. Do I know the rules?
Forgot the rules of the competition. And then the laugh is wicked.
It's wicked.
Yeah. And then they just give their views on the pop stars of the moment. Like, they're not keen on Madonna.
The first one is by Madonna.
Uh-huh.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
What do you mean, oh, yes?
I will say no more.
Oh,
got two left legs. Yeah.
They're not that keen on Gaga either. But now they have found massive fame at the late age of, what, I think one of them's 86, one of them's nearly 90. Do you think they're going to change? Because obviously not been famous all their lives, and now, biggest radio show in the UK, probably going to win the award.
You'd milk it for everything you could, wouldn't you?
If fame came that late in your life, I think you probably would.
Fame came at any time, you'd try and, like, get as much as you could, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Like, free champagne and, like, limos and, like, all the good stuff.
Do you reckon I got a manager yet?
I could be their manager.
Yeah, let's get that trending.
You can't be the manager of 1D and Beryl and Betty. You're never going to have any time left.
I think they'd be a lot lower maintenance.
Be like two ends of the scale. It'd be brilliant.
Yeah.
Do you reckon they'll do student gigs soon? Because I'd love to see that.
Well, I'll end up warming up for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to be like the main event, but now it's Beryl and Betty. I'm just I'm on between 8 and 9. They might end up doing the lottery. I'm going to be binned off everything for them.
No, they won't go to the lottery. They'll do like straight away, like Graham Norton or something like that.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Like fast track.
Yeah, no, they've got the best radio show in the country. They're not going to the lottery, are they?
Yeah, I hope they don't change because I like them just the way they are. They've already started a musical career.
Have you heard it?
What is this?
This something I found is they do like parodies.
Do they?
Well, I don't know if they always do parodies, but we got this one and it's their Beyonce. Single Ladies.
No way.
This is why they're so hot right now. Beryl and Betty.
All the single ladies. All the single ladies. All the single ladies. All the single ladies. Now put your hands up. Up in the club. We just broke up. I'm doing my own little thing.
Oh my God.
You wanted a dip, but I've got to watch my head. Don't you know I'm the queen of East Hull? I'm up on him. No, he up on me. You met him at a turkey and tinsel. Cause I had my fears. No, he had big ears. You can't be mad at me. Cause if you liked him, then you should have put a ring on it. And if you liked him, you should have put a ring on it. Don't be mad when you see that he won it. If you liked it, you should have put a ring on it.
Oh, bless.
Cos if you liked him, then you should have put a ring on it. And if you liked him, you should have put a ring on it. Don't be mad when you see that he won it. If you liked it, you should have put a ring on it. I got gloss on my lips. I'm hanging from his hips. Hold me tighter than my brand new perm. Axing up, no tea in my cup. I couldn't care less, what do you think? I need no permission, I'm a winner. I'd rather have a chicken dinner. Cause you've had your turn, but now you've got to learn how to make me a proper cup of tea. Don't take me for a slap up mixed grill. I'm not that kind of girl. Bubbly is what I prefer. What I deserve,
no,
is a man that makes me, then takes me, and delivers me to a destiny,
no,
to infinity, and beyond, oh, into your arms. I'm the one you want, and if you don't think of Lighty, don't you know I'm nearly 90.
I don't actually know what to say.
I love them so much. And also, big up them for thinking that, you know, women can ask men to marry them as well. If you liked him, then you should have put a ring on it. Don't let him slip away.
Make me a cup of tea.
Is there a video for this?
Oh, God. I would love that.
If it is, it'll be on their Facebook.
Yes, Beryl and Betty, you are our new favourites.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, what's this show and tell about, please? I'm slightly concerned.
It's fine. I'm just saying that over the years, you've sent me loads of emails. A lot of them were too good to delete, so I kept them and thought, what am I going to do with them? And now the day has come.
I don't send you emails that often, do I?
No, you don't. But when you do, they're normally quite good.
Oh.
Not particularly long.
Okay.
But they're shortened to the point, I'd say.
Right. So they're normally one sentence, aren't they?
They are, yes.
Really bad punctuation, sometimes, normally no capitals.
Sometimes you get it all over in just the subject.
Do I?
Yeah.
I even put like a little kiss in the subject sometimes,
you
and
do,
it's
yeah,
all done, and then the rest of the email is completely blank.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm looking forward to this. Not at all. Can we not do this with texts, by the way? Even
why?
If you're thinking of that, I just don't fancy that. Show and tell featuring my old emails. Coming up on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's now time for Show and Tell, where one of the team brings in something to talk about, shows it to the class, or you lot, and then we have a chat about it. Now, I'm not sure about this. Can we not do this again? Can this be a one-off?
Well, it depends how many more you send me.
So this is my emails to Becky over the last 5 years that you've been working on. You haven't been working here 5 years on this show.
Yep. Almost, no, four oh, years.
Okay.
So you should know that.
I don't send emails that often, but when I do, they're normally to the point.
Yep.
Anything else you want to say before we go into this and hear them?
No. They're read out by Dexter, not off of Serial Killing, who works upstairs.
We don't know
just
that.
Just in case people got confused. Well, I don't know that, but I'd like to think not. Dexter as in, like, the one...
Who's that?
The Dexter off of box sets.
TV.
Yeah. Right. Did you just think I randomly said that the guy upstairs wasn't a serial killer?
That's what you were inferring.
Not many people are called Dexter, and everyone would think it was Dexter off the telly.
Really,
it's not. It's Dexter off of upstairs.
Okay, so here's the first email that I sent. I have no idea why this would be interesting to anyone.
Love.
Now, your subject matters are always really short, but I think you quite like to do that, to, like, encourage me to open it.
Right, yeah, so I normally just do one word as the subject.
Yeah.
Just to tease you in.
Yeah.
And on this occasion...
Love.
...was the first word.
Yeah, so I think, oh, okay, right, this might be, I don't know, something really exciting.
And then you open it.
Could you bring some pens down, please? I would come up, but they are filming. Kiss, kiss.
Oh...
I don't like this.
This is not going
to
be good
for you,
Scott.
So that is when you can't be bothered to walk up the stairs and get a pen.
People were filming in here.
Filming you?
Yes.
So you had no time to get your pens?
But no. I love the way you call me Love.
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 Love. Could you get me some pens, Love?
It's just theatrical, yeah?
Yeah. This next one is one of my personal favourites.
Please bring some wet wipes. I look like a drag queen.
That was it. That was all I got. It was just that in the subject. And I'm like, what on earth is going on?
I can't remember why that was.
What could you have been doing?
Please bring some wet wipes. I look like a drag queen.
Was this in work time, Becky? Or?
Yeah, these are all to my work email. From Scott's work email, so we're both at work at the time.
This is great.
I don't remember that.
You must have had makeup on, but I don't know why.
I think it may have been when we were doing... do you remember Becky Cam, where there was a camera upstairs on streaming on the website? I think I applied too much.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
What's this next one? This is making me really nervous.
This.
You see, now that is a tease. All I get in the subject is this, and I'm waiting to open and see what actually happens next.
So it just starts with...
This.
Yeah,
I do that in conversations as well. Have you noticed? We've talked about this before. The one that doesn't speak says that I trail ahead to what's coming up.
You do.
When I'm talking.
And also, when you're going out to the toilet, you'll just go, just as you're about to open the door, you'll say something really controversial and go, more on this in a minute. And then when you come back from the loo.
It's my radio training. Coming up, I'll tell you about this, and then I disappear. Yeah, I have noticed that I do that.
Coming up, I will get you a pint.
Anyway, so this one starts with this, yep. And then...
It's my idea of radio hell. And...
Oh, kiss. My God, what is that?
I tromboned that one for the sake of your career.
It's my idea of radio hell. And...
I actually remember what that was, and it's best that we don't discuss that.
That was you passing comment on something else on Radio 1.
Move on.
Oh, God. I had to double check that I had tromboned that, because if I hadn't, I think we'd have all been off.
I think it would have been quite difficult in the office.
Oh, this one's my favourite. It's when you want, when you're looking to me for guidance.
Question.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, just the one word again in the subject.
Yeah.
Is 2 gigabytes RAM quite good memory for a laptop?
Don't know! Why would I know?
I just thought
I'm only the person that brings the pens.
But you're technical and all that.
And the wet wipes.
You know about GIFs and stuff. You do.
GIFs are different to RAMs.
I know they are. Is Becky not technical?
Why did you email her that?
I don't know. I think I was looking for a laptop.
To prove that he could use a computer.
Next.
It's all fine.
Now, I like these emails because me and Scott worry quite a lot about what we look like.
Yeah.
Whether we've eaten too much.
Yeah,
a lot. Just general kind of, you know, how we're doing in life.
Just a picture of Brian Dowling.
Oh. What is that?
You just sent me a picture of Brian Dowling with the subject, it's all fine.
Oh, right. That's awful.
So, I don't know, why would you send that to make me feel better about myself?
It's awful.
It may have been on one of Brian's fat days.
I love it.
Everyone does that. Come on, who doesn't have a bitch through Heat magazine? Next. This isn't going well for me, is it?
No.
Date.
Oh,
now I got excited about this because I thought of all the premieres and stuff you get invited to. This is going to be amazing. Where are we going? Do I need a dress?
Put May 16th in your diary for dinner with Engelbert.
Now, I didn't have a clue what was going on. I thought we were going to an award ceremony. What is this Engelbert?
That is the legend, Engelbert Humperdinck, who is our UK entry for Eurovision Song Contest this year.
How do you know him?
I don't know him. But because I'm covering the Eurovision for BBC Three this year, I've been invited to dinner with him. And he used to know Elvis and everything.
Oh,
and Jimi Hendrix.
I thought you were setting Becky up with him. I thought his subject title was Date.
Do you know what, like 74.
I thought it was like Date question mark.
No, it wasn't. It was just Date and then a full stop.
Put May 16th in your diary for dinner with Engelbert.
However, it does sound like
it does sound like that.
I'm setting you up with Engelbert.
Now, this next one, it's the last one, so it's okay, don't worry too much. This last one, you didn't just send to me, you sent to the entire building.
Did I?
It's a Scott Mills classic, and the subject was...
Got thrush?
Is this to the whole building?
Yes. Why would you
what
do
have
that?
You done?
I remember this now. So the subject...
Got thrush?
And then...
Free yoghurts for you all in G1 now.
What is going on?
I've just been sent a truckload of yogurts.
But why would you put that as the subject?
I don't know. I just thought it was... It might have been helping someone out.
Got thrush, free yogurts for you all in G1 now.
And that was the best of my emails from the last 5 years. It could have been so much worse.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's occurring?
Your chance to win some much-needed Scott Mills points every day on Oh, What's Occurring? Play along, see how you do. Oh, I've missed this. We haven't done it for years. Like, probably over, a year and a half, I reckon? So yesterday, on the first in a new season of Oh, What's Occurring, we tried to work out what Fern Cotton is completely obsessed with. It begins with a C. She loves it. And blokes were sending her photos of theirs.
Phil, I can't say it. What word?
I'm not going to say the answer, because people might still be playing along on the free download.
Dave says, do you like this thing? Looking at it, it's a bit of a beaut.
She loves it.
And this is my favourite one. It's by Anonymous, but they've sent in a beautiful picture of a... but it's a lovely one, what you've sent in, and you've just put, what is this? Question mark.
Now, neither of you got that answer right. Also, on yesterday's Oh, What's Occurring, you both had to guess how many people my friend Unlucky Gary has boing with, you know, locked lips with, just by asking him questions like this.
Have you ever been fishing?
Yeah, I have, yeah, a few times.
And what did you catch?
Like a carp?
I don't know. Don't know how asking that question would work out how many people he'd been with, but fair play, Chris. Yeah. Funny enough, neither of you got that right either. So at the moment, Becky has no Scott Mills points. Chris has no Scott Mills points. Make sure if you're playing along at home, you note down how many you've got. Some people write it in their phone. Your points from our other show are still redeemable, by the way. They still count. Someone sent in a picture. They had a post-it note stuck to their monitor at work with how many Scott Mills points they've got. That is a really good idea. I'm not going to count, so you need to. OK, it's back. Your chance to win Scott Mills points every day at this time on Oh, What's Occurring. Are you ready for question one today?
Ready.
Let's go. Roddo?
Roddo.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Imogen from Southport?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Well, she spotted this one while she was watching Bang Goes the Theory the other day. There was one word that really, really stood out for her during the programme. And it was this word.
So, on tonight's show, Jem looks at some alternative fuel sources, from biogas to fracking.
Now, I have no idea. Fracking. No idea what it means. But that doesn't matter for the purposes of this game. Are you ready? Let's go. It's a technical thing.
I've looked it up and I still don't understand it.
Right. Well, there's 10 Scott Mills points here. You just have to tell me, you don't have to know what it means, how many times the word fracking was said in Bang Goes the Theory, what Imogen watched. Becky.
16.
Chris.
It's a great word. I'm going to go less, though. I'm going to go 11.
So Becky says 15. Chris says 11. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
So let's find out. Here goes bang. No, bang goes the theory. But how many times do they say that word during the show? Play along at home.
So on tonight's show, Jem looks at some alternative fuel sources, from biogas to fracking.
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 But sometimes the only way to get at them is by a process called fracking.
But what actually is fracking?
Fracking, 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 fracking.
A nice piece of fracking. When they do it for real, it's deep underground.
Fracking, 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 fracking. Earthquakes of magnitudes up to 2.3 were triggered in Britain's first fracking tests.
Fracking tests, fracking tests, fracking tests.
Is there any chance that with fracking we'll get more significant quakes?
In the shale that's being fracked.
Chemicals added to the fracking water. Fracking water, fracking water, fracking tests.
Where the fracking is going on, it would be really hard. Where the fracking is going on, it would be really hard.
Fracking could be carried out safely in the UK. Fracking, 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 fracking.
Fracking.
Yes.
Fracking.
I'll keep on fracking
until the sun comes up. I'll keep on
fracking
until the sun comes up. I'll keep on
fracking
until the sun comes up. I'll keep on
fracking
until the sun comes up.
Now, don't be getting it twisted. There was only 10 in the whole show, but we just did a bit of a remix there.
Right.
So Becky said 15, Chris said 11, nobody got 10.
Oh, one out again.
Do we give him the point? No, it has to be exact, I'm afraid.
Come on.
Sorry. There were 10 in there. If you said 10, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points.
Oh, what's occurring?
Okay, I've got to be careful with this. Do you know what this is that I've got here?
OMG, that's an old-school mouse trap.
It is.
I didn't think people use them anymore.
Let me just prove this. I've got it in my hand right now. Ooh, scared.
Oh, my word, what are we doing?
It is a mouse trap.
That is vicious.
Yeah, they are quite vicious. I've got lots of them here. So it is now the return of this... the mousetrap minefield. Here's how it works. On the floor of the studio, we have put 10 of these classic old-school mousetraps. They're like the ones off of cartoons. And they are pretty painful if you get caught in one, as I just demonstrated. That wasn't my finger, by the way. I just set it off. I'm fine. I'm not injured. So they are quite painful. One of you must take off your shoes and put on this blindfold that I've got here. You will then have to walk through the studio trying to avoid the mouse traps. Bearing in mind, you won't be able to see a thing. The question is, for 10 Scott Mills points, how many of the 10 mouse traps will you set off as you walk blindfolded across the studio through the mousetrap minefield? Who's going to do this?
I think Chris should do it because he's never done it before, and because I've done it before, and
so there.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye.
I don't have an argument with this, do I? I think Becky should do it because she's health and safety.
No, you're the newbie, so you get to do it. So, how many mouse traps do you think Chris will set off? He's walking across the studio, trying to avoid the mouse traps. There are 10. He is blindfolded. How many out of 10 do you think he'll set off?
I did it before. I can't remember. I think 4.
Okay. We are wrapping his feet in something protective, by the way. He's not just doing it barefoot. Sorry, I told you that. How many do you think you'll set off?
I get to have a go as well.
Yeah, you can still guess.
You can fix it if you want.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've said 4. You could go and could do 10.
None.
Just do 10. If you say 10, you can then set off 10.
But then I've got to walk through 10. I'm just going to keep it even. I'm going to go 5.
5. So Becky says 4, Chris says 5.
That's not even, obviously. I just meant down the middle.
Yeah.
For this one, I think we should get the closest 2 for the points.
Yeah, I agree.
So 4 or below, and I get the points. 5 or over, and Chris gets the points.
Excellent. Okay. 10 Scott Mills points in it for you, and we're going to play with the mouse traps next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
No points for Becky or Chris so far on Oh What's Occurring Today. This is your final one. On the floor of the studio right now.
Be careful, Greg.
All right.
It's a minefield. On the floor of the studio are 10 classic mouse traps, like the ones off of cartoons. They're vicious and they are painful, so please do not try this at home. Chris, who's our little guinea pig, is wearing special foot protectors. These mouse traps are proper vicious, so do not try this at home. He has a blindfold on. His job is to walk across the studio
you don't
without...
need to put your hands out, Chris. Oh, it's not going to come on your fingers.
You can't see anything. You can't see anything, can you?
No.
No, good. You can still talk if you can't see anything.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's important.
And you need to try and avoid stepping on any of the mouse traps. My question is this. How many mouse traps will Chris set off? Earlier, Becky, you said 4. Chris said 5, but he can fix it.
I'm going to move the mic down to the floor so we get extra crunching noises.
Okay. If you're right, then there's 10 Scott Mills points in it for you. Fair play for doing this, Chris. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's do this. Special foot protectors are on.
Yep.
Oh.
Faster!
Oh, all right.
None yet.
Oh!
No!
One!
I can't remember where I'm going. Oh, there's another one.
Oh! Ow! How many is that?
It's hard not
Two.
To, yeah, carry on. I'm sort of,
walking away.
Oh!
3! Ow.
What's going on?
I'm sort of stuck.
He's stuck in it.
Are you stuck in the mouse trap?
What's going on? Am I there yet?
Ow! 4! He's done it! Right, that's all you're at the end. Well done. 4 there. Not bad at all, not bad.
He's still got that one stuck on his toes.
Becky, you get 10 Scott Mills points. Well done.
I feel bad. Can we give him some as well?
Yeah, all right, I have 10. Well done. Your feet are still there?
Just give me like a sympathy 5, because I don't deserve 10.
Okay, 5's fine.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1